This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Is this thing on?
Yeah, if we're on the air, let us know. If you're hearing our voices right now, please send a text to 913-586-7965. We can't get any information whether or not we're
just
on the air.
Just send the word boobs. That's how I know you're on. Sorry. The FCC won't let me be now. Everybody else just follow me because I need a little empty without me. Na 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 na. That's how you know you'll be on the air.
It's exciting.
You sing quote Eminem. How did Weird Al not come up with an alter ego called Skittles? I mean, I'm not talking sports if we're not on the air.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Are we on the air or not? Because if we're not, I'm just going to turn the mic off and go take a dump.
I'm kind of thinking the same.
But you don't have to hit the dump button there.
No, you don't. No.
Do you know the difference between a hippo and a Zippo?
Tell me.
One's really heavy. One's a little lighter. I mean, I don't know if we're on the air.
Has anybody texted in that we're on the air?
No.
Someone says
someone there drunk. Yes.
Yeah, that's right. That's what it is.
Mac went to Bologna's and had way too much.
Exactly.
Someone there drunk. Yeah, that's exactly what it
Who's
is.
Who's someone that you know that if you say their name, they'll text you immediately?
Jen. Emily.
Yeah. Nothing?
Nothing. We're not on the air.
So just go to Fox?
Yeah.
All right. Well, can't hear anymore. Can't hear anyone. So my name is Dusty Likens. I am 6 foot tall. 200 pounds, and you can't teach that. Are y'all good? I'm just going to read the text line. I mean, I don't know. I literally don't know what to do here.
Nothing. We're not on the air.
Sterling says to keep on talking.
Keep on going. Are y'all good? Yes. Hey, guys, is the stream on the app down? I just got to work and no sound. We're working on it. We're working on it. Sports. We got new banners. Big 12 tournament. Don't worry, I'm still here. The app is working.
The app is working?
But it says the 610 app is working. So I don't know if somebody forgot that. But
we don't have a 610 app.
So the app is working?
The app is working or not? Let's see. Let me pull up the
technical difficulties
app.
This morning. LOL. The random LOL drop guy.
Yeah, the random LOL. Why are you literally laughing out loud when you sent that text? Because if you're not, there's no reason to use LOL.
So the entire lineup is.
Let's see.
It says.
Business? You know that slow phone systems and missed messages.
Slow phone systems.
That's the app right now, but I don't know if that's like the 15 second before you.
Well,
know.
We've been on for 15 seconds.
No, but when you start the app, it kicks in a commercial, you know, no matter where you are. So let's see if we're on.
Businesses already using OpenPhone. And get 20% off your first 6 months at openphone.com/radio. They'll even port your existing numbers from another service for free.
To jam session.
What a roller coaster of a morning it is. Tell him, Jack Antonoff. Good morning, Bob, Dusty, and Mac. I get a shout out for my birthday. It's my final year of my 50s. God, I'm so old. Kathy in LA.
Kathy, I love you. Happy birthday, Kathy.
Happy birthday, Kathy.
I hope it's a great one. I hope you enjoy your margaritas, some great fish tacos, some good tequilas, a nice little mezcal for sipping. Kathy, you got it going on, my girl.
What's your opinion on mezcal?
I love mezcal.
I like a little smoky Tabasco taste?
Yeah, I do. I love it. Yeah. I was actually sampling some yesterday with a friend of mine, and I got a bottle of, it's called Vago mezcal. And,
I wonder what that means.
Look it up. Vago. Yeah, V-A-G-O. Might as well. We're not on the air, right? Or are we?
Yeah.
But I do like mezcal a lot, and that was something that I found during COVID, as well, because obviously going back to the Breaking Bad conversation we had that nobody heard earlier, they released their mezcal right around the time of COVID. Bryan Cranston did, and Jesse Pinkman combined, and I think it was like Tres Amigos or something like that. They came out with mezcal, and I bought it and had to have it ordered.
What it means?
Yeah, no, I don't. But so that's when I kind of experienced about 5 years ago. But I do. I really like mezcal. I like that smoky flavor.
You really don't want to know what Vargo means?
But Vago. V-A-G-O.
Oh, I thought it was Vargo.
No, Vargo was the guy who pitched here for the Royals.
Yeah, Vargo pitched great.
Yeah.
Vargo actually does mean the steepest part of the slope.
Oh, that's it, Vargo? Yeah. Jason Vargo.
The steepest part of the slope.
I mean, think
Why
about
that
guy.
Why can't we bring
that
up 10 years ago? Gosh.
Like, you asked me the other day, and I think we're going to have this topic a little bit later, but we're so off the rails as it goes. Like, guys you didn't like that were on your team. Vargo was one of those guys. Yeah. That guy thought he had all the answers for everything. And he was kind of a bully. I'll be honest with you. I didn't like the guy. Didn't care for him.
All right. One more time. What's the name of the tequila?
Vago. V-A-G-O. V-A-G-O.
Vago meaning in Spanish, lazy.
Oh, that's it? Well, you drink a couple of those, you're very lazy.
But that's a good lazy.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's a nice lazy. You feel really good about yourself.
From the text, like, boy, rough Friday, huh? Miss you.
Yeah, well, we're here now, aren't we?
Yeah. And then somebody says, you can't hide from me.
Right.
Hello, McFly.
Yeah.
This says, just for feedback, if you guys don't already know. Mm-hmm. Still unable to hear you guys on the Odyssey app. Can hear intro music and advertisement. Can't hear you guys talking. It goes quiet after the intro music.
Okay, so that's where we are at this point in time, right?
That was a few seconds ago.
Yeah, let me see where we are on the app here. It's listening live on the app.
Sounds great.
Doesn't it?
That's probably what people want to hear Dusty sound like.
That's playing right now, baby.
You're listening to White Noise.
Yeah.
And that's not the new name of our show. We've rebranded. We're no longer Fusco and Dusty.
Like
we're White Noise.
It's just nothing, right?
Speaking of Cooper Flagg.
That sucks, by the
way. Oh, Dolly, I'm hot today.
Boy, that does suck. And I'm not a Duke fan. Yeah. I don't think many people are. They're the most hated team, right?
Well,
who else is? I mean, UConn's got that coach that nobody likes, right?
Right. Kansas maybe is up there.
I don't know that this year they are up there.
Do you think everybody likes Bill Self outside of Kansas?
I do. I think Bill Self does resonate.
Maybe.
I think Bill Self resonates with a lot of people. Krzyzewski never did. People never liked Duke because they always had that douchebag player that you wanted to punch in the face, right?
Yeah.
And I don't know that Cooper Flagg necessarily falls into that category. At least for me, he doesn't. And I saw that injury happen yesterday, and I'm like, damn. Again, not a Duke fan, but I am a fan of, sports. And you want to see the best possible people out there in the biggest moments, right? You don't want to see star players go down. That's when people say, oh, Joe Burrow gets hurt or Josh. No, I don't want to see those guys go down. The games are better when we have the greatest players out there. And Cooper Flagg is going to be the number one pick overall in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to see him play in March. I mean, that's how you form, your future in basketball. You have a couple of good days in a tournament. Everybody loses their mind. They fall in love with you. You become a big star. And without Cooper Flagg, man, the tournament seemingly could be wide open now.
Not only that, but he's the player of the year. Like, he's gonna be the national player of the year. It gives me a lot of Zion vibes.
Yeah,
right. When he was the big guy, he was the name everybody wanted to know. Same school, same sort of player, superstar, gonna be the number one overall pick in the draft. By the way, Cooper Flagg is going to be the first Caucasian American basketball player taken number one overall since 1974.
Yeah, Bill Walton, right?
Wild.
Yeah, Bill Walton, who just passed away and was a great announcer, loved him.
Yeah, American born Caucasian male, number one in the NBA draft, Cooper Flagg.
Cooper Flagg.
First time since Bill Walton out of UCLA.
Before I was even born, 1974. Right, I think, dude, yeah, like, I mean, that's crazy when you think about it, right? Oh, that's even before my wife was born.
My dad was 18.
Yeah. And Bill Walton's now dead. I mean, like that's the lifespan and how long it's been.
I miss that guy.
And I do, too, because he was one of those guys that got me to college basketball, yeah, right? And obviously, the Pac-12 is no longer. And I wonder if he died from a broken heart. And I'm being serious about that because nobody loved the league like Bill Walton loved the Pac-12, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, the Conference of Champions, he was the biggest champion of that conference, you know, was unbelievably in mm-hmm. love with the Pac-12, and then it went away, and then he died. And I mean, you hear about it all the time, people dying from a broken heart from things they love. Maybe that impacted Bill Walton a little bit. I don't know.
I know he had a couple of, like, health issues as well. I don't know what they were. I forget what it was. What was it? I don't know if it was cancer, but I think it was something. But yeah, he was one of those guys. It's like, he was like the hippie version of Dick Vitale.
Yeah. Right.
Like Dick Vitale is like your sports nerd, mm-hmm. shock jock type of guy, diaper dandy, dunkaroo, all that sort of stuff. And then Bill Walton would just give you like random stats and eat like a cupcake on the sideline.
Right.
Like,
no. Yeah.
And wear the tie dye shirts and just bleed the Grateful Dead and all that sort of stuff. Like he was a dude.
Yeah.
Right.
He was.
Like there's guys, there's dudes, and there's bros. He was kind of all three. Well, he was a guy, he was a dude, and he was also a bro.
Yeah, but he was also a great ambassador for a sport. Like that's the thing with these color analysts today. You know, too many of them are nerds and dorks and dweebs. So you get your nerds, your dorks, and your dweebs. And a lot of these people on, you know, sports radio and in the media today fall into that category. Bill Walton did not. And that's why I liked him, because he didn't know who these players were. He didn't know any of their stats, but he was as entertaining as all get out on TV. And that brings you to the medium. That's what you want. That's why I still think to this day, Dick Vitale is the most important thing to happen to college basketball ever, because he got people to the thing, to the TV. People were excited about it. Dick Vitale became a star. College basketball grew. ESPN grew. Like, Dick Vitale is a major player. John Madden, the same way. You look at Harry Carey in baseball. All those character guys that brought something to the party that was fun and unique is so much better than these dorks reading me stats and telling me about hard hit rate. Like, I don't care about any of that kind of stuff. And that's kind of why I love Bill Walton, because you would turn on a game and it didn't matter who was playing. You just didn't know what you were going to get. You were going to be entertained, man. You were going to be entertained with all get out. And I know a lot of the hardos out there don't like Bill Walton. I can't believe you like him. He's terrible. No, he's not. He's very entertaining. And he was what sports needs more of instead of the dorks, dweebs, and nerds.
How much of a, I guess, a color analyst do you want, like, statistics?
None.
And how much do you want to be entertainment?
And I want entertainment, but I also want a little bit of why. You know, there have been certain guys over the year, like John Madden, obviously, was one of those guys who entertained, but also told you why. Kind of the first guy to really, truly explain football, you know, to the masses. I want to be entertained, but I also want to hear why. Mm-hmm. But I don't need to hear why, and then you use statistics to justify it. Look, most of these color analysts that are in the booth played the game. Don't use statistics. Don't tell me that kind of stuff. Tell me what the hell's going on down on the field. I can read my own stats, right? I can find all that stuff. Tell me why that's happening, why that pitch was thrown in that situation, why they decided to run it there, what this play meant here, what this play meant there. Give me that inside information that you got from playing the game, which is what got you to the booth. It ain't about the stats and all that kind of stuff. It's about the why for me.
Yeah, I'm with you, because that's why I think we enjoy Greg Olsen so much.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, Greg Olsen knows the game. Greg Olsen knows he knows the game.
Right.
But he also tells you, like, situational, you know, moment-wise, like, what guys are feeling, what's going on in the huddle, like, what a two-minute warning is going to be happening in a game like this, and why they're going to, like, you know, why they're doing these plays.
Right.
But also, he's entertaining. Like, yep. He's to a point where it's, like, a little bit of that fun Greg Olsen kind of pops out. Like, we always remember the wedding of Christian McCaffrey, and he's got the one untucked shirt, sweating, hair's a mess, yeah. Eyes are gone, you know, and... You know, all of a sudden it's like, okay, there's like little splashes of this and that. Summerall was, you know, you go to the Madden, Summerall was all business. Now he was, but he was play by play.
But he also knew who the star of the show was,
yeah,
right?
He always, no pun intended, he always punted to John. Like,
yeah.
It was always like, all right, John, like, what's going on in this one? Oh, Matt, you know, Patton and Pye, and yeah. Brett Favre.
Right.
You know, all that sort of stuff. So, I mean,
Favre to yeah. Moss for 10 yards, John.
Yeah, like, it's beginning to rain. Thank you.
Yeah, but yeah. Like, but that was brilliant. That's why they were yeah. so good together. He knew his role. Madden knew his role. I mean, it was pure magic on
Madden
there.
And Summerall kind of reminded me of Spade and Farley.
A little bit, yeah, like, yeah, you know, yeah. That's a fun comparison. You know,
like,
yeah,
Spade was the stick in the mud, but also like had to be there, so right. Like there was stability. And then Farley was the running water around the stick, but like knew where to, like, you know, be a part of it. Kind of like how Summerall was not everybody's favorite because he was just so dry and just there. But he knew that, like, next to him was this, you know, egregious personality. He didn't have to do anything except just, here we are, 3rd and 10, ball on the 35, and it's 7-10 Green Bay. John, yeah, here's what's going to, you know, and then it was just like, okay, give it to this guy. So, yeah,
no, his job was to set up John Madden
and let
John Madden be the star of the show.
And that's what makes combos great.
I think so. And you know, the pretzels and the cheese actually make them great. But I think what I see in some of these booths is just, it's like, it's just too much, man. Like, you don't have to constantly talk and tell me how much you know and give me all these stats and give me all this information. Just entertain me along with the game, and that's what Bill Walton did. That's what John Madden did. I think Tony Romo was that guy in the first couple of years, and then he lost all that, right? He lost that charm of calling out that play and telling us what was going to happen. That made Tony Romo, in my opinion anyway, very unique, because he was bringing something to the table that we didn't have before. A guy who literally played yesterday and is now telling us about everything that's going on the field. That's why he was so great at the beginning, and then he stopped doing his homework and paying attention and, you know, got lazy. And I'll say that he got lazy, and he was much better this year. Like, he got a kick in the pants, I think, last offseason. And I think he was much better this year than he was the last couple of years. But that's what made him so unique and awesome at the beginning, is that he went out there and did something that was completely different. It's what made Bill Moss so great when he was doing color analysts as well. Bill was fantastic when he was on Fox back in the day, because he brought something that was different. He was entertaining on the air.
I think the only, like, probably what you consider like boring duo in sports would be Miller and Morgan. But like, they were just so good together. They just had those like voices and that experience that, like, I didn't necessarily need Joe Morgan to be like over the top, like, you know, powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Some people might like Tirico and Collinsworth. Like, sometimes Collinsworth, it seems fake. Like, oh man, this guy, come on, man. Look at this, Mike. And it's like, okay, whatever. But like, again, like, I think that's true. And I mean, you'll see this in college basketball over the weekend when we watch the tournament games and everybody's on CBS, True TV, TBS, ESPN, whatever it may be. And I think that part of the game, because we talk about Cooper Flagg being a vital part of this, you know, run in March Madness, and NCAA needs this. Like, this is something
They need him in there.
Right.
Yeah.
This is, you know, you packed up the car, you're ready for your big trip, and then, you know, 5 seconds out of your driveway, flat tire.
Flat tire.
And
no, like, gas.
Son of a gun.
Forgot the Twizzlers.
Yeah. How am I going to drink my soda now without
corn
a straw?
Nuts. Yeah. Like, things you only eat in the car. Corn nuts, Twizzlers, and whatever.
Jayhawk for Life says, welcome back.
Oh, we're back.
Somebody says from 816, you guys just been talking to yourselves for 30 minutes?
Yeah,
pretty much.
Pretty much, yeah. Having a good conversation about nothing, but that's fine. We did a Seinfeld episode.
Yeah.
You mentioned the tournament, and that's why when years ago when Turner got this thing and they brought Charles Barkley into the fold, people were getting mad. This guy doesn't know college basketball. Who cares? Who does know college basketball? Nobody knows college basketball. Charles Barkley is us. Oh, the tournament's here? Find my bracket, you know, and I'll figure it out as we go. I mean, that's I can't believe people would get mad at Charles Barkley. They're putting this guy on there and he doesn't know who the third point guard is for Kansas.
Well, that's because they could do better.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares who the third point guard is for Kansas?
Yeah. What do you mean you don't know anything about Zeke Mayo?
Yeah. Why does that matter?
Maybe Charles Barkley doesn't like Mayo.
Yeah, maybe not. He's a Miracle Whip guy. Who the hell knows? I mean, but he's entertaining. He gets you to watch. He gets you to pay attention. He says what everybody's thinking. Like, yeah, there are just certain people that you just love to have on these broadcasts. Charles Barkley, in my opinion, could be on any broadcast because he's really good. He's really entertaining. And he says everything that we're all thinking. He'll, like, I go, this team's terrible. Like, the fact that they call out the NBA and they're basically the voice of the NBA is the best thing ever. You don't see anybody doing that in the NFL.
No, not a chance. I also think it'd be funny if they took, like, guys that do basketball and had them do, like, play-by-play and color for baseball.
Yeah.
Like, have, like, Charles Barkley and Shaq do 9 innings of baseball.
How great would it be? You'd watch the entire game. And it wouldn't matter if it was the Marlins taking on the Mariners. You'd be paying attention to that sucker, right?
Because then if, like, somebody who is it? Like, let's say that they do a Royals game and, like, Bobby Witt goes 3-for-5 with a homer, a triple, and 2 stolen bases.
Mm-hmm.
Charles Barkley's going to lose his mind.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know who the hell this guy is, man, but he might be the best baseball player in baseball. Like, Charles Barkley knows who Bobby Witt Jr. is now?
Yeah.
All right, I'm into this.
Cool, like, right. Yeah, like, this guy may be the best baseball player I've ever seen, you know? Like, Charles would be great on a baseball
game. I bet he could beat up Kendrick Perkins, Shaq.
Or Charles would leave in, like, the third inning and go, this is too long, man. This is boring.
Yeah. Thank God for the pitch clock. Where was this game at before this?
Yeah. I mean, stuff like that. Like, but that's good. It's good to have those. Like, when they do the switchover and some of the NBA announcers do the college game and the college announcers do the NBA game, those things are good. good for the sport. It keeps it fresh. It keeps it different. It keeps it unique. And so many people are so opposed to stuff like that. Like, I don't need, you know, the dork on the broadcast telling me about all the stats. Give me the entertaining guy.
Somebody brings up a good point. They said Snoop Dogg is the broadcasting goat. When he was on the Olympics, it was entertaining.
It was absolutely
entertaining. It was must watch. I mean, he didn't know what he was going to say about, like, long jump and track.
It was fantastic, right? Like, that stuff like that is good. Years ago, when they were looking for a new Monday night booth, I suggested Justin Timberlake. Now, this was like, you know, 10, 12 years ago when Justin Timberlake was the hottest name in entertainment. And people are like, you're an idiot. What does he know about football? I go, doesn't have to know anything about football. He's entertaining.
He knows what we know.
He knows what we know. Exactly. Exactly. He knows exactly what we know. He's entertaining, and he's going to bring eyeballs to the TV set. You know, that was like that. How do we get more people to watch Monday Night Football? Hey, better games, you know, whatever. But if you want to really grow Monday Night Football at that time, Justin Timberlake would have been the perfect guy to have on the broadcast. ABC tried it with Dennis Miller. It wasn't a great fit. And Kornheiser, the guys like that. Great opportunity to try those things. Weren't a great fit. But Justin Timberlake would have been a great fit. It would be like, you know, today getting Travis when he's done part of your Monday Night Football broadcast. Travis ain't breaking that thing down for you, X's and O's. Right. Travis would be having fun on that broadcast.
Kind of a small example, not like that I'm trying to get into the golf world again, but they had Rob Gronkowski at the Players Championship on Wednesday when they were doing like the celebrity golfing or whatever.
Fun.
And he was going up to random golfers and finding out who knew who he was and who didn't know who he was.
That's fun.
And it was like, okay, like he's going to hear talking to Rory McIlroy about, he's like, hey, great shot when Rory put it in the water.
Yeah.
He's like, you and I had the same shot. Roy's like, oh God, okay, Gronk, whatever. And they kind of like went their separate ways. But like, that's a guy who probably has picked up a golf club 17 times in his life. And those 17 times are in like celebrity tournaments, but he knows how hard it is to hit a golf ball with a golf club.
Yeah.
And like being a gigantic of a man and go out there, explain it and watch these other guys who probably couldn't even catch a football, let alone run a route where he's an expert at it. But now he's in their field. He's in their turf, understanding the toughness and the reality of what it is. Just like if you to have like Andy North go talk about football, he'd be like, oh, that's a really good pass and catch. Whereas like a normal guy would be like, yeah, that's a hitch route. And he's like, I don't know what that is. He'd be like, yeah, I'm 110 yards out. I'm hitting a pitching wedge. The guy's like, what's a pitching wedge?
Right, exactly. You know what I mean? So the crossover is good because you do get the raw reaction, the fan reaction, that kind of stuff. Like, yeah, who cares if it's a hitch route? I don't care. You know, just tell me, you know, what he saw on that play or, you know, and whatever it is. Just have fun, man. And I think sometimes during games we lose the fun. To bring this full circle back to the Cooper Flagg conversation, Cooper Flagg is good for college basketball. Yeah. And having him hurt this week stinks, obviously, with the conference tournaments, but you got to make sure he's ready to go next week because that is a big calling card for a lot of people to see him play, because I guarantee more people are like me that probably say, I know him. I don't know many other college basketball players. I know he plays for Puke, so I'm going to root against him, but you got to have that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Villain, and Cooper Flagg and Puke are the villain for everybody.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.